The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlaha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen. Daf Kuf Samech Aleph. Today's daf is being studied. Le'enu Nishmat Abraham ben Esther, u'Hashem t'nechanu b'gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied through Asher Lema, Moshe ben Nuna, ומיקי מאיר בן ג'יימי ג'מי לאלנה רפנה להם אלנה רפנה להם אלנה רפנה להם ולנפש ולפת הגוף ולפועתם כנאמר לבו וכן ירסום ונאמר אמן. We begin today's daf on Kuf Samech Aleph Amud Rishon, and we are starting from the Ulrabi Yirmiyah. That would be the third line. So again, let's review. We're learning about over here a get mekushar. Get mekushar is a special type of document. It's not only a get of a lady, but it's a document, even a shtar between a malve and a love. How would they write such a document in a special way? They would write a line, they would leave a line blank, fold it over, stitch it together, write another line blank, and stitch it so it looked like a fan, the document. In order to read the document, you had to rip it open to see the inside. You had a mahlok and exactly how to put the edim, where the edim sign. Everybody agrees the edim sign on the back of the document. According to the Funais, they sign on top of the document from the outside, and according to the Yirmiyah, but about you sign on the back of the document, connected aktav, which means they write, they fold, and they witness a sign on the back where the writing is. Okay, so that's the Rish. Comes and says, ולרבין מיה בר אבא דאמר אחורי הכתב וכנגד הכתב מבחוץ. So quoted רבין מיה, that says, you sign it on the back of the shtar וכנגד, and corresponding against the כתב מבחוץ, to the end of the shtar, which means, according to him, remember we had a question on the daf before. According to Rav Huna, let's go to the other sheet first. We had a problem. If you're going to write the idea on top, and then you have all the document after, they can add stuff to the document, and you can make a forgery over here. So we said, you write at the end of the document the words, v'sharir v'kayam. Once you write v'sharir v'kayam, that's it, that's sof pasuk, that's the end of the document, so you can't add anything. Once you see the words v'sharir v'kayam, that's it, it's over. But according to Rabbi Rabbi Abba, he held you don't have to write v'sharir v'kayam in ishtar. So if you don't write v'sharir v'kayam in ishtar, the Gemara has a question. Lihosh dilma kativ megavai mai deba'e, which means maybe the guy is going to add on the inside of the shtar what he wants. Umahtim sahadei yetere mibarai, and what, he'll forge signatures on the back of the document. You said every fold he signs where the ktav was, right? He'll add two more lines, fold it, and put the
more signatures
on the back over there. Ve'amar, and he'll say ana l'rabot be'adim hu de'avde. Oh. And I'll come along and say, listen,
I want more
edim. There's no limit on how many edim you can put on a get mekushar.
I want it to be well publicized.
I want to put a lot of edim. So therefore, I'm signing many edim. So there's a way to forge even according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Look at Rashbi. Look at Rashbam. Rashbam says, well, yeah, but Abba Damar Ahore Katav Kenekol Katav Mehoz Chotmi Ma Edim Umaleim Mekom Hatimat Edim Ad Sof Hashtar. You don't need Sharir V'Kayam, according to him. Okay. How's he going to forge? וכתיב מי דבעי מגווה, he's going to write what he wants on the inside, בסוף השטר ואף הפי שאין עוד עדיו כנגדו מבחוץ, even though there's no עדים on the outside, ויאמר, לא הנחתי זה החלק מבחוץ אחורי זו השיטה, אלא הרבות עדים, גם בזו השיטה כנגדה מאחוריה, ולא נזדמן לי, כך כמו שאנחנו, בספרים שלנו כתיב מפיש בעדים, this is what we learned, leave the first שיטה, ובספרים שלנו כתיב, הוא מפיש בעדים, בעברי, which means, כלומר, נגד אותה שיטה, שיוסיף מבפנים, יחתום עליה עדים כנגדה מבחוץ, כדי למלות כל השטר עדים, לקיים כל הכתוב בתוכו, מצד שני כנגדו, ויאמר כדי לבות עדים, הוא דעבדי, אף הפי שמקושה דיו בגימל עדים, even though we learned, that a get mekushar, it's enough to have three edim on the back, and it's come out in the frasim adavar. In fact, I want to publicize the matter. Verbeti edim arbe v'chayt nan getin. Okay, beautiful. So therefore, you have a forge situation over here. So the Gemara says, Amar le misa vart edim kesedran hatime. What do you think? You thought they sign in order, one under the other? Edim mimata lemala hatime. The edim, they sign from bottom to top. Okay, how is that? So look at, you need to look at the pictures over here. Look at five. You see the pictures over here? Look at the way they would sign the back of the document over there. The first, you see, these are all the lines. Exactly, signing across. You see that these are all the lines. The one, two, three, what do you have? Four lines over here, okay?
Bottom to up.
So they would sign from bottom to up. So what do you have over there? Uven ben Yaakov Ed, right? So he would start from the bottom line. He would sign going up the back of the document. And then the other two witnesses would start from the second line, where there was writing. And they would also write from there to the end of the document.
So
therefore all the lines already have Edim's name on them over there. So there's not going to be a chance to add anything to the bottom over there. Because the way they're going to sign, you can't add. If you're signing straight like this, so you can get another line. But here, all the writing has all the Edim going across it. So therefore, you cannot add another. You know, if there's extra line, it doesn't fit. It's outside the print. Oh wait! So the Gemara, no, you can't. This is why you sign.
If you add a line here, Rabbi, and then the fourth guy would go up.
No, but I guess you put Reuven at the
fourth line. Fourth guy.
You can't do it.
The same way you can add a line.
Okay, look at the Rashbam first. Look at the Rashbam first. מי סבת על איבד רבייה בר אבא עדים כסדרן כתיב ומאחוריה כתב שאם השטר כתוב שתי שגם העדים חותמים שתי you think they're signing across שתי no if the star is written שתי they sign it going the opposite way right like across ואם כתוב הערב שגם העדים חותמים הערב you think they're signing it in the same direction the document was written ותחיל לטור בתחילת השטר כנגד זכרון עדות שהייתה בפנינו וכולן זה תעזה one underneath the other like the picture you see No, you don't do like that. אלא מלמטה למטה חתים, מתחילים לחתום מאחורי כנגד שיטה אחרונה. They start from the bottom line. זה חתום זה, והולכים וחותים לאורכו של שטר. They start going to the length of the star, going up. ואם השטר כתוב ערב, הם חותמים שטי. If they go ערב, go שטי. Go the opposite way to the star. That's the point of the... Exactly. Portrait and landscape, exactly. Okay, so that we figured that you answered that problem. You didn't answer the problem yet. Gemara says, ליחוש, דילמה... which means maybe like this. Let's choshesh that something's going to happen. Let's say in the last line of the shtar, the guy doesn't want to have this last line. The last line is against him, let's say. The last line says, hey, he owes whatever, how much money. So the guy doesn't want to keep that line in there. It's his detriment. So what does he do? He's going to cut the last line of the shtar off. And if what? V'gayiz lil shita harona. He'll cut the last line off. V'gayiz lel Reuven ba'adeh. Now, look, you see? You're going to cut the word Reuven over here. If you're cutting the last line, you see Reuven's name is on the last line. So he'll cut that out. And so what? What are you going to end up with? Umitkasher b'ben Yaakov Ed. And what are you going to left off with? Ben Yaakov Ed. And that's kosher. Ditnan, ben ish peloni ed kasher. So you still have a problem. You'll cut the last line off, so you got off with Reuven. So what? You still have the three witnesses there. You have Ben Yaakov Ed, which is kosher, and everybody's good. And the star now is going to be you chop the last line out. Gemara says, "Dichtiv Reuven Bed Behadara VeYaakov Ed Elave." So Gemara says they would write Reuven Ben in one line. Which means, let's say, look at the picture on the bottom, they have this picture.
All right.
Reuven Ben would be written...
meaning on the line?
On the line itself would be Reuven, and then Ben would also be cut off, because Reuven Ben was written next to each other, and then on the next line was written Yaakov Ed.
So
therefore, if you're going to cut it, what's going to end up happening? You cut off Reuven Ben. So by cutting off Reuven, you just have Yaakov Ed. Yaakov Ed is nothing. Who's Yaakov?
Ben Yaakov.
So the Gemara says, "V'lihush dilma gayiz lel Reuven Ben, umitkasher biYaakov Ed." Maybe Yaakov Ed is also good. Ditnan ish peloni Ed kasher. That put the guy's name is Yaakov. All right, Yaakov Ed. Maybe that's also the guy's going to do that. No, de lo ketiv Ed on a star mekoshar. You don't use the word Ed. Normally, when you sign, you're right. Eliyahu ben Rachel Ed. After, but on a get mekushad, they don't have to write the word ed. Why? For this problem. So now you wrote Reuven on the bottom line. Reuven ben Yaakov. If you're going to cut the bottom line, you cut it ready to Reuven ben. What do you have left? Yaakov. Yaakov's in the air. Yaakov means nothing. So therefore, you have no problem for that. So comes the Gemara and says, "Ve'iba et ema." Oh, I can give another answer. Le'olam dechatav ed. Really, I'll tell you, on a get mikushar, you write the word ed. And what? The yad'inan be de hay hatimut yeda lad de Yaakov hu. Which means, you see a star that comes in the Malchut, let's say in a certain place, and you see on it, it says, Yaakov ed. And you know there's nobody in the whole registry of this town, or this city, or this Malchut, that has the name Yaakov. There's no Yaakov. So you know it's got to be a forge. There's no Yaakov. We're talking about a case where they're all ed. But you're not worried if he's going to, he cannot cut the bottom line out. So if you're going to cut the bottom line out, what are you going to end up having? Yaakov ed. There's no Yaakovs in the place. We know the registry of notables, let's say the notaries, right? That sign the edim. There's nobody that's called Yaakov. So therefore, what are you worried about? So comes the Gemara and says, "V'dilma b'shmid de'avu hatam." No, maybe the guy's really is Reuven, but he signed it in the name of his father. Which means, sometimes a guy doesn't want to sign his name Reuven. How do you sign it? Yaakov Ed. He used his father's name. Maybe he did that. So maybe really, you look in the registry, wow, we have no Yaakovs. So what? Maybe the status is still going to be used. How is it going to be used? We'll say maybe it was signed by Reuven ben Yaakov, who signed by using his father's signature. Gemara says, Lo shavik ine shemed dide v'hatim b'shmed abu. God doesn't do that. God doesn't leave his father's name, his name, to sign it. So he hasn't named the guy. Why would he sign this? People don't do that over there. Oh. So therefore, again, back to the point. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about the Shtar Mizuyaf. Mm-hmm. You worried about he's going to cut the last name out? What's going to end up happening? He's going to cut the Uven Ben. What are you going to left out with Yaakov Ed? There's no Yaakovs. So therefore, I know right away it's a forge. And don't tell me, oh, maybe it's the Uven that signed it. No, the Uven's not going to sign it based on his father's name. So comes the Gemara and says, V'dilma simana be'alma hu de'shavyeh. Which may be like this. Maybe when he wrote, maybe the Uven used his father's name, but not as a name. As a siman. Remember we learned in the Gemara previously, yeah. Some of the rabbis, when they would sign shtarot, they would make pictures. They would sign the shtar with a symbol. Like the Gemara says, Dehar Rav Sayar Kavra. Rav used to make a picture of a fish as a signature. Rav Harina Tsiyer Haruta. He would make a palm tree. Rav Hazda Samich, because Hazda is a Samich, so he put a Samich, that was his symbol. Rav Hoshaya Ayin, for Hoshaya, the Ayin. Rabba Barhuna Machuta. Machuta is like the mast of a ship. He would draw the picture of the mast of the ship. So each rabbi would have their signal. So maybe this guy, that was a siman, that was a signature. They didn't write their name. When you saw the mast of the ship signal, you knew that was Rabbah. When you saw the samich, that's Hazda's signature. So similarly, maybe, you're right, a son might not use his father's signature if he has his own name, but he'll use his father's name as a symbol. He signed Yaakov that's like his emblem. So the Gemara says, "Lo hatzif inish shavir leshmed abu simana." A chutzpah. A son is not going to use his father's name as a symbol. That's not kavod. So therefore, let's review. So according to,
it could be a symbol, not his father's.
Yeah, it is. No, the case we're talking about over here is really, you're right, Ed.
Yaakov could be.
You're right. Reuven ben Yaakov Ed. Oh, so what do we say? That's a problem. Because what's going to happen, you're going to cut off the bottom line, you cut off little Ben, let's say. So what are you going to end up having? Yaakov Ed. Yaakov Ed, they're going to say, Yaakov is good. And meanwhile, you cut off the bottom line of the star. How are you going to kosher it? Ah, you know what the case was talking about? There's no Yaakovs in this town. They looked at the registry of people, there's no Yaakovs, so you know it's a forge. Why do you know it's a forge? Maybe the Uven signed with his father's name. Nah, kids don't do that. They don't sign your father's name. Good. Maybe he didn't sign it as a name. But maybe he signed his father's name as a symbol. His symbol was writing Yud Ayin Kov Vav Bet, made a symbol over there. Nah, lo hatzif, chutzpah. Use your father's name as a symbol to sign a star. So I'm not worried about it's forged because you'll get caught. If the guy indeed cuts the bottom of the star and all you see is Yaakov Ed in such a town, you're not going to have a problem. The only answer is going to be there's a forge. Therefore, they throw away the star. So you're not going to have a problem. Comes the Gemara and says, Morsutra Amar Lamalakulehai. What? Do you have to make such a thing over here? Simple. Kol Mikushar She'en Edav Kalim Bishita Ahat Pasul. According to Morsutra, he has a different Shita. Okay, which means what? All the Edim have to end on the same line. Look at the pictures over here. See the pictures on 7 or on my 7? You have the bottom?
Seven.
You start from the bottom. All three have to reach the same line. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it starts in the same place, ends in the same place. So therefore, what are you going to cut? What are you going to cut?
All three.
Once you're cutting, you're cutting to all three witnesses. Once you cut through all three witnesses, now already I know you're missing the whole situation over here. Look at that sheet, Rashbam, I mean. Mor Zutra, the big Rashbam. Right in the beginning, Mor Zutra, Lama la kol hani shinu dihike. Which is, if it doesn't end in the same line, it's pasul. שצריך שיתחיל לחתום משווה זה תחת זה הוא סיים משווה הלכך בין שמתחילים לחתום שלושתן כנגד שיטה אחרונה דיינו מלמטה למעלה בין שמתחילים לחתום כנגד שיטה ראשונה מסמים בשיטה אחרונה אינו יכול לא להוסיף בסוף השטר שלאין חתימתם כנגד ההוא תוסף ולא למגז וקצה דעותה לסוף השטר דעי גייז אחד מן העדים גייז כולהו exactly which means either they're starting from the bottom all the way up or from the top all the way now once you're cutting the star that's it you're cutting through all the witnesses over there so then you're not going to be able to do such a thing so whatever the writing is that's where the three witnesses are going to be so therefore the first answer was you're putting two over here one over there also I don't issue Ben Yaakov you're cutting one witness or that simple answer all three are together once all three are together you're going to cut the bottom star you're cutting the bottom line you're going to run into all these all the situations over here Morizu Tassovei Karav Hazda העדים חותמים לאורך השטר אולם בניגוד לדעת רפזה שרק עד אחד מתחיל לחתום כרגע לשורה האחרונה סובר מור זוטרה שכל העדים צריכים להתחיל לחתום בשווה they all start from the same line and they go up the same בשווה נמצא שבין אם מתחילים לחתום כנגד השורה האחרונה you start from the bottom line and go up that's מלמטה למעלה ובין אם מתחילים לחתום כנגד השורה הראשונה where you're going from top to the bottom אין בעל השטר יכול להוסיף שורה you can't add anything why שערה אין השטר מכם אלא מכנגד החתימות ולמעלה which means the start is only מקוים כנגד where the עדים start going up וכמו כן אין הוא יכול לחתוך את השורה האחרונה he can't cut the bottom line שערה אם יעשה כן הוא יחתוך את החתימות של כל העדים ומאחר שאף אחד מהם לא תהיה שלמה that's one thing if you have בן יעקב but now you have בן יעקב בן סבי בן מנחם what's going on over there Which is one of them you could come along and say, oh, he signed it Ben Yaakov. Ed. But once already three like that, strange. Why would they all sign like that? Then you already have to suspect that he cut three. Cut the start, and therefore, Yahshua is like that, and that's the way we learn. Comes the Gemara and says, okay, so that's this. Amen.